If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Thanks for sending your jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. On Fridays, we like to listen to the best of them and then give somebody a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Here's joke of the week number one. Foreman from the Guinness Brewery called Mrs. Murphy, said there was an accident, and quote, "I'm afraid your husband fell in a big vat of beer and drowned." She said, "Oh my, did he suffer much?" Foreman said, "I don't think he suffered much, but he did get out twice to pee." St. Patrick's Day joke still coming in. Our Speed Joke sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here's joke of the week number two. I went to the store to buy some eggs. I came out with a dozen eggs, gap insurance, and an extended warranty. Yeah, no kidding. Here's joke of the week number three. My wife and I decided we don't want children. It was a tough decision. We're telling them tonight. It's not the first time we've told that joke, and I don't think we're done telling it. Here's number four. When you think there's no hope left, remember the lobsters in the tank at the restaurant in the Titanic. Joke of the week number five. Here's a Facebook post sent to me. I need to rehome a dog. It's a small terrier and tends to bark a lot. If you're interested, let me know, and I'll climb over the neighbor's fence and get it for you. Tell me if you can relate to joke of the week number six. Old age is a real thing, guys. I'm telling you, last night I was in bed for 20 minutes when I heard the pizza guy cough, and then I remembered I came to my room to get my wallet. Can you just imagine that scene? Hello? Hello? Still down here. All right, here's joke of the week number seven. Yesterday for St. Patrick's Day, Dave, I went out for an Irish meal at a Mexican restaurant.
What did you have?
Taco salad. Joke of the week number eight. Actually, last night we had Himalayan rabbit stew for dinner.
What's that?
It's like regular rabbit stew, except this one we found Himalayan on the road. All right, here's number nine. The DEI people have eliminated Enola Gay from the Defense Department website because it includes the word gay.
I heard.
Do you think biplanes are going to be next? No, I do not, John. Okay, well, out of these kind of jokes, here's number 10. Hey, Dave, where's the best place to learn about eggs?
Where?
The Encyclopedia. What do you call a city of 20 million eggs? New York City. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Omelette.
Omelette who?
Omelette smarter than I sound. Let's hope. Here's joke of the week number 11. The best recipe for Irish stew calls for 239 beans.
Why is that?
Because one more bean would make it too farty. That's probably going to win today. Here's number 12. Bugs Bunny will not accept files through Google Apps.
What does he prefer?
WhatsApp, Doc. That's why we call them speed jokes. Here's number 13. Bartender walks into a stable. Horse says, "Why the round belly?" Not so funny anymore, is it? Okay, that's... The more I think about that one, I like that one. One more, please. Did you hear Senators William Spong of Virginia and Hiram Fong of Hawaii sponsored a bill recommending the mass ringing of church bells to welcome the arrival in Hong Kong of the U.S. table tennis team after its tour of China?
No.
Sadly, though, the bill failed to pass.
That's too bad. Personally, I like the Spong Fong Hong Kong Ping Pong Ding Dong Bell Bill.
Dumbest joke of the week, but well executed, I'll certainly say. All right, so what's the one we liked most there? Steve, you got one that rang your bell?
Yeah, I went to get my wallet and I heard a cough.
That scene is just delightful, isn't it? Dave, where are you going to go today?
I really like the idea of the lobsters in the tank, but
yes,
I can't turn down Himalayan.
Himalayan. Bobby, where are you going to vote today?
I can't turn down lobsters.
Lobsters?
Yes.
I'm going to go with, I kind of like the biplanes one. Where are you today, Producer Pete?
Himalayan on the road.
Himalayan on the road. We've got ourselves a winner, winner, chicken dinner. Thank you for sending your jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. So somebody got enough votes to earn one. We'll randomly select a name as well.